Next item on the agenda is the Nature Conservancy, number 19-1322. Morning, Mr. Badger.
Good morning. If I can figure out where I put this. Should I go ahead? He's back. The Nature Conservancy requests authorization to create oyster reefs by installing oyster cages or castles and other similar or biodegradable structures along a 2,274-foot-long section of intertidal state-owned marsh. The proposed project is located along the northwest marsh in Bradford Bay near Watch Creek Channel. The project requires a tidal wetlands permit from BMRC.
Can you move that microphone just a little bit closer in, Hank? I can't see where it is. I'm having a little bit hard time hearing you.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm a low talker.
Me too.
Yeah, right. Just a location map. There we go. Watch a Creek is just above this area. This is Bradford's Bay here. 13 Nancock Explorer, Cedar Island. There is Baylor south of and adjacent to the state-owned marsh starting at mean low water, and the marsh itself is state-owned, and the Baylor starts at low water and continues channelward in this area here. All the blue is public ground Baylor. A little closer view of the island itself where the project is, and it's located on an eroding marsh island that protects the town of Watchabrig from the open waters of Bradford's Bay. Since 1994, the spit of state marsh has eroded on the southern side over 75 feet and has become an island. There is a 260-foot-long gap that lets tidal waters and sediment flow between Bradford's Bay and Watchabrig Channel. The opening has created a shoaling of sections of the Federal Channel that the Coast Guard uses for access to and from their base in the town of Watchabrig. The base is just off of the map here, or the photo. Watchabrig Channel continues along like that, and that's federal. And also Bradford's Channel, which comes down this way, is federal channel. The Nature Conservancy, or TNC, with the support of the town, has designed in a living shoreline consisting of intertidal concrete oyster castle blocks, biodegradable hardscape elements, which is rope-like strands of fiber logs, bamboo, and some wood. The intent of the design is to decrease wave energy on the eroding marsh, catch sediment, provide additional oyster reef habitat, and there's still a small amount of oysters, live oysters, natural oysters around the intertidal area. What we have here, it's nine segments of the living shoreline. They start up here with oyster castles as a wedge, and then they continue with the biodegradable hardscape elements, which is, again, the rope-like strands of fiber logs, bamboo, and some wood. It continues along with a combination of oyster castles and biodegradable hardscape. Again, two parallel walls of castles, and two parallel walls of castles with biodegradable hardscape behind it. Over here, two parallel walls of castles, and then biodegradable hardscape over here on this side here. These are just the plan view and cross-sectional drawings of the castles and the hardscape. Again, this is the one that would be on the point to try to keep the erosion from continuing on the point. These are castles, and that's the marsh. This is just strictly the hardscape and the ropes and branches and bamboo here, and then the core logs behind it, and against the marsh. And this is the combination.
Ma'am, sorry?
I just can't read the actual, it's a blue line, the blue line, the core logs?
Yes, up here. Yeah, grass, core logs, and the hardscape, and then the castles. And you can see it on the cross section. Yeah, there's two castles. And the fourth design is strictly the castles themselves. All this is above low water in the intertidal area of the state-owned marsh. I'll just leave this up. Again, you can see the configuration as it goes across. Since the wetlands involved in the project are state-owned, the commission, rather than Accomack County Wetlands Board, must issue a permit for their use pursuant to 28.2.1306 of the code. We did hold a public hearing in Accomack on October 3rd to receive public comments on the project. TNC manager Bo Lusk and myself were the only ones that were in attendance, and we have not received any public comments or objections to the project. The Army Corps of Engineers has indicated that the project will not impact the nearby federal channel as submitted, and will be issuing their permit once their Section 408 review is officially completed. And, of course, Section 408 review is required to ensure that any of the work within or adjacent to a federal project channel does not compromise the original purpose of their project. Now, this is my last slide, and I'll just leave this up here. It kind of shows all the different aspects of the nine areas. And our recommendation, TNC's willingness to construct a living shoreline and oyster reef habitat on state-owned marsh is commendable. Staff believes that the public benefits from the creation of a living shoreline and oyster reef in this area will far exceed any anticipated public or private detriment. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1302.10b of the code, we're recommending approval of the project as proposed, with the understanding that the applicant has no ownership interest in the underlying state land once the project is completed. In addition, unless the commission designates this area as an oyster sanctuary, the area will be governed by 28.2507 of the code, which is opening and closing of public rocks. That's all I got.
Any questions of Mr. Badger, members of the commission? Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Questions? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. This is a public hearing. Anyone here from TNC wishes to be heard?
I would.
Come forward, please, sir.
Just on one point.
Would you do me a favor, please? Would you raise your right hand? So I'm going to swear a testament you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got.
I do.
You state your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Bo Lusk, and I work for the Nature Conservancy's Virginia Coast Reserve.
Good to have you here, sir.
And just one point. Mr. Badger did a good job of presenting this. Oyster castles we've been using on several large projects on the seaside very successfully. We've managed to slow down the rate of shoreline erosion on a couple of seaside marshes, and they've held their ground very well in the face of big, wide fetches. This new substrate that we're going to use in conjunction with oyster castles is, like you said, it's a plant-based material, a jute, sort of hemp-like material, that is actually not just a core log, but all of these plant fiber is soaked in cement. So it is an actual hard surface that will degrade after 3 to 5 years if it doesn't have oysters growing on it. And all that is going to be secured with degradable bamboo cement. And the reasoning for using a different substrate rather than castles is that the shoreline conditions along this marsh island vary a lot. And in some cases, the shoreline is just too soft or too steep to use castles. So something like this that we can pin into the mud would work better. I mostly just wanted you to know we're not just putting rope out there, but this is covered with
we
cement.
We wouldn't expect that.
All right.
Further questions of the gentleman?
Please comment. It looks like this project description is very impressive, and really glad to hear using so many materials that are in concert with nature-based features. So just to commend you for the project proposal.
Thank you.
Further comments? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Two hands, let's see. Who was first? Mr. Tankard.
I move to approve this project as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve the project as presented. Is there a second? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Badger.